Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There was news today that created quite a buzz, and it was centered around our Lions because Mel Kiper has come out with mock draft version 2.0, Gates. And
oh, boy.
It's no point in keeping this a big surprise. You know what the Lions did, right? Mel 2.0?
I assume I know what they did.
Which is?
Take Jeffrey Okuda.
Bengals take Joe Burrow first. Chase Young goes number two to Washington with the third pick. Pick is in. The Detroit Lions select Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback,
what?
Alabama. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
What?
The Lions say they're not shopping quarterback Matthew Stafford, but there is some buzz that they like Tagovailoa, who might not work out for teams before April's draft because of a hip injury. Is that just a smokescreen? We're still 2 months away from the draft, of course. Stafford's contract is extremely tough to trade in 2020. The team could end up having $32 million in dead cap hit, although that now is reported as not true. But Kiper goes on to say, but what if Detroit likes Tagovailoa so much that it keeps Stafford on the roster for another year? This pick also seems like the perfect spot for a team to trade up to get a quarterback. Whether that's Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert, or someone else, could the Chargers or Raiders or Jaguars move up to jump the Dolphins at number five and get their guy? Everything is in play here, and since I'm not going to project trades, I'll stick with Tagovailoa at number three. Okay, so the mock draft debuts this morning. I've got Get Up on ESPN. We've got SportsCenter on. They do like Mel's mock and say, here's what it is. And immediately, all the analysis turns to the Lions at three. We've got the fulcrum pick in this draft. We've got the pick that apparently everyone is talking about and what's going to happen. There are basically three possibilities here. It's a smokescreen, a complete and utter smokescreen.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions are or will fall in love with Tagovailoa and take him. Or it's just wrong and they're going to take Jeffrey Okuda at three. I don't really know what this is. It's so far out. It feels impossible to really know what it is. But this gets talked about more and more. It seems like every single day.
Well, I love that Mel's put it out there that he's got it at number three, because when you talk about mock drafts, Mel's is that's the good stuff. That's the grade A U.S. choice number one. It's what you look for.
Pure and, uncut.
Right, exactly. That's the standard. And look, do I think they're gonna draft Tua at three? No, I don't. I don't. But I love the idea that it would be under serious consideration. I mean, Mel doesn't do this willy-nilly. I'm sure he's got some sources that have said a bunch of things, but one source has probably told him that no, they're seriously thinking about taking a quarterback and trading Stafford. I mean, you could convince me that the right move is to draft Tua and not trade Stafford and have it work for the first year and then trade Stafford in the next offseason. You can convince me of that. I probably wouldn't want to do it. I still my own pick. I want Derek Brown, but I understand it. There's we keep saying it. It's all about the medicals with Tua Tagovailoa. When he continues to clear hurdles, the probability of him getting drafted at three increases more and more. As he continues to clear hurdles, the probability of him being traded up to number two and being drafted at two increases. Either way, Lions are sitting pretty. They really are. In any scenario you slice up, I this is not a... Even if, let's say, Tua has a setback and now he's not the guy. Okay, then the Lions are stuck at three and they still have either Okuda or Derek Brown or Isaiah Simmons, and I'm fine with all of those guys. I really don't have any issue of any scenario that's out there, it's seemingly right now, how it paints the Detroit Lions in the 2020 NFL draft. I love it.
Kang, when you saw this, what did you think?
Listen, I still think there's a less than 5% chance this happens, but there is reasoning there. It's not out of the blue. My 95% chance they won't do it is not because this is ridiculous. It would never happen. Like, he's, you know, an awful, you'd never take a kicker this high or something like that. No, I get the reasons why quarterback position of need could be generational or at least elite in this league, right? I just think with Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia wanting to do everything they can to make this team better next year, this doesn't help them next year. But long term, it could be the right play. This is the Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes scenario. You have your guy, and you, which is great because you can sit the next guy, which is Tua, for a year and wait. Listen, if you're going to burn a lottery ticket on something, you go big, right? This is going big. To me, I'm not as high on Derek Brown as Gator is. If you ask me, who would I rather have, Derek Brown or Tua at three, I'm taking Tua because I'm just going to go, I'm going boom or bust with that, okay? You guys know I like Isaiah Simmons. I just think he's a much safer pick than Tua. But if you're going to go boom or bust, like I said, if it's between Derek Brown, for example, and Tua, I go Tua. I don't think this is going to happen, but I understand the reasoning.
Rochester. What if it's Isaiah Simmons and Tua?
I go Isaiah Simmons because okay. I think he's a much safer pick.
The fact is, this is getting talked about more and more every single day. Every single day.
A day.
And when you get a guy like Mel Kiper jumping on board as a possibility and what he's projecting is going to happen, it feels like, I mean, it feels like it just needs to get discussed more and more and more. And we're going to have plenty of time to do it because the draft isn't this week. We've checked the calendars and confirmed.
This is true.
But Detroit's going to be watching this hip as much as anybody. Detroit's going to want the medicals as much as anybody. And it would also be an incredibly exciting move. Look, we've discussed how taking linemen early isn't the most exciting thing. It oftentimes can be the most prudent, but it's not the most exciting thing.
No, it wasn't exciting for Cleveland to take Joe Thomas, but Joe Thomas was the best lineman in football for the 10 years that he played football.
If Tua's the pick, all of a sudden, there's tremendous buzz about the Lions in Detroit.
Even if he doesn't play for the first year.
I was going to say, it kind of goes away if they shut him down.
Of course, but people will be excited. We can speak to the feedback we get from people. As this Lions season sputtered to an end, the tank of give a crap was on E. Like, people are like, whatever. It felt like we'd crossed some threshold where some apathy had set in, where it maybe hadn't set in previous seasons. If they draft Tua Tagovailoa, it's an injection of life into the Lions fan base, whether you like the pick or not.
Well, it also, it doesn't guarantee that the Lions, that edict of win now or else is done. It just means they spent the first pick in the draft on the future quarterback of the Detroit Lions. If they don't trade Stafford, win now or bust is still in play. You just used a different resource in that first pick.
All right, 248-539-9797. Is this the best move they can make? Would you endorse this? Mel Kiper 2.0, Lions take Tua. Huge for the Lions. And Gator, this is the first time it really feels like this is the realistic possibility to make the kind of trade that people beg for year in, year out. When the Lions are sitting there at 10, people want them to trade back. When the Lions are sitting there at 16, people want them to trade back. When the Lions are sitting there at 20, people want them to trade back. But there isn't always a market for your pick. There's a market for this pick, potentially. A huge market for this pick, with multiple teams interested in a healthy Tua Tagovailoa. If he hadn't got hurt, do you think we'd be still looking at, if he hadn't got hurt, finished out the year, I mean, who's going 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah, I mean, the pool of players is the same. It's Tua, Burrow, and Chase Young, but it's a great question to ask. Well, if number one team needs a quarterback, it'll be a quarterback. Then it comes down to Tua or Burrow. And it's a great question to ask because Tua a year ago would have been the guy. Mm-hmm. And if you put together another spectacular season, but, you know, they get knocked out in the playoff and don't win the national championship, does that give Joe Burrow the edge over Tua? It's tough to say. I watch both players. I like, you know, when healthy, I love Tua. There's something about Joe Burrow with me. And I know it's just the 1 year, but there's something about Joe Burrow, the way that he plays, a different kind of determination and sense of urgency with his style of play and the will to win. And I can't ignore the numbers he put up last year, which were, you know, best ever.
If Tua doesn't get hurt last year, either Burrow or Tua go 1-2, whatever order you want, and the Lions get Chase Young. That's what happens. The Redskins say, you know what? Sorry, Haskins. We didn't love you really that much when we drafted you, and now we have a new coaching staff.
And we're not even the ones who did it.
Exactly. We're moving on. No offense. It doesn't mean he's horrible, but this is the Josh Rosen all over again. And by the way, you're a lower pick than Josh Rosen. By the way, the Arizona Cardinals moved up for Josh Rosen and still traded, picked Kyler Murray. So, yeah, they move on from Dwayne Haskins real quick if Burrow or Tua is there. Absolutely.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
We can't prove each other wrong.
No, of course not. No, but we can argue different sides, but that's your side.
You're wrong. I'm right. Go on.
No, I don't buy it because I think the Redskins do like Dwayne Haskins, and I think that they, with a defensive-minded head coach, I think they love the idea of doing a number of things with that second pick overall, whether it's trading out of it and getting multiple picks and adding to that team, or if it's staying there and taking Chase Young. If they let Ryan Kerrigan go, which is a distinct possibility, they obviously have a screaming need now at pass rusher, and there's Chase Young.
But even Ron Rivera knows this is a quarterback league, and there's no way he gets through a Super Bowl without Cam Newton. It's the most important position on the field. They absolutely would move on from Dwayne Haskins and draft Tua Tagovailoa or Joe Burrow, your guy. By the way, if Joe Burrow's there, like, you're passing up Joe Burrow.
You're really stating that as fact. You think that they would.
That's how you win an argument, Gabe.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I don't think they move on from
because they may fully believe in Dwayne Haskins.
I think Dwayne Haskins is pretty good.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Terry out of Sal. What's up, Terry?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say one thing. The Lions are darned if they do and darned if they don't. Akuda or Tagovailoa. Because on one hand, if they can keep Matthew Stafford upright and just upgrade their defense, stats show that they have a better chance of making the playoffs. But at the end of the day, if Stafford completes this year and goes to free agency, they're going to lose him, and they need a backup plan. So my question to you guys is, what should they do? Would they extend them again if they make the playoffs? I mean, it's a really tough call because they're darned if they do, and they're darned if they don't.
Well, I mean, you just hope they make the right call. I'm sure there's many a skeptic out there based upon the Lions' history that believes if Tua Tagovailoa does not get selected by the Lions, he'll be an absolute spectacular NFL quarterback and they will have passed on the generational talent. If Tua Tagovailoa, the Lions trade out of the pick, or the Lions take him, I'm sure there's skeptical people that think, well, if they take him, he'll never play a down in the NFL because the hip will be, you know, be the issue. We can't know the answer to that question. We can't. We don't know what's going to happen, and it's already murky predicting the future of NFL players to begin with. Guys out of college, nobody's got 100% hit rate. We do our best, you and I, and we put in a minuscule percentage of the time that NFL personnel people do, and they'll get them wrong plenty of times too, where they're convinced that they have taken the best player they can take. And the reality is those hit rates for different positions are sometimes well less than 25%. But so we can't know. We cannot know what the future holds. But there is in the back of everyone's mind in Detroit is whatever the Lions do, it will be the wrong call.
Well, there are domino effects that happen in the NFL. And let me give you a domino effect here, okay? The reports are that the Las Vegas Raiders are very interested in signing Tom Brady. Report was 2 years and $60 million that they would make him that offer. That's really interesting. You start talking about that. That frees up. Now the Patriots are looking for a quarterback. There's no secret that the Lions and the Patriots have open lines of communication. If the Patriots need a quarterback, would they come calling to the Lions? Is this another reason why Tua's name is being brought up consistently about all this? You know, then does Miami move ahead of the Lions to try to get to Tua at with a second pick overall? Is Justin Herbert in play? So many things happen on a single move. I'm really curious to see what happens with Tom Brady and his decision if he's going to leave the Patriots or not. Because if he leaves the Patriots, that's going to be the story for weeks in the NFL, because it'll be amazing that he's going to leave the Patriots. But secondarily, what about the teams now that it would be that just adds another team to the mix that needs a quarterback?
Yep.
Are the Patriots going to go with a veteran quarterback that's out there in free agency? They're going to trade for veteran quarterback, or are they going to try to trade up and get a quarterback?
Are they
going to
trade a boatload of picks which to they've the
never
Lions.
ever done?
They do the opposite. They hoard picks, but when they give up a ton to move up to the Lions to take Tua. And you know, I feel like after the draft, and this, and for people who want to know why we're talking about this, Mel Kiper's 2.0, the pick at three is in. It's Tua Tagovailoa to Detroit. You know that after this draft, already it's a 10-liner with they made a mistake. No matter what they do, we're going to have people that are, because there's so many options, and we all fall in love with our favorite option. Take Tua, trade back, take Akuda at three, whatever it might be. There's going to be a lot of, they're going to rue the day after the first round of the draft, because of the distinct possibilities that each option holds. Kang thinks Isaiah Simmons is a game changer defensively and a safe pick.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of people out there, when we did Mach 1.0, plenty of people agreed with him. And they need so much help defensively. People think that's the pick. Tua, the anti-Stafford crowd is probably in love with the idea of going with Tua. And so there's, and now we've got, how about this variable? Darius Slay seems to be growing sentiment that he's going to get traded, in which case, how can you pass on Akuda?
Right.
Well, a corner to replace your Pro Bowl corner.
It's interesting. I'm just looking up the draft player rankings from Scouts Inc. That ESPN uses.
Mm-hmm.
Number one player is Chase Young. Number two is Joe Burrow. Number three is Akuda. Number four is Isaiah Simmons. Number five is Derek Brown. Like, yeah, just spits it all right out there for you. And Tua's in it like number nine. But if Tua's healthy, where would Tua be? Right at the top of the list.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.